podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
Have you been to the Las Vegas Strip before?
I've never been to Vegas, no.
Oh,
never,
my
not
God.
Once.
Okay, yeah. You have to go in your life. It's one of those. There's definitely some good memories out of Vegas.
I hear that because people aren't doing a lot of gambling on location anymore.
Oh, but there's not much Vegas, of a vibe.
Well, it's not the same as it used to be,
well,
certainly.
Well, this is the thing. There's New Vegas and then there's the old Vegas Strip.
That sounds like an Xbox game.
Yeah, right? So the old Vegas is like the golden nugget, right? Which when we went with Mum and Dad on the family trip, Dad had to take us because he had it. You know, the golden nugget is Australia's. It's Australian and it's a golden nugget. And let's go see the golden nugget.
What?
Whatever.
Never heard
right?
of it.
Right? And then the new strip is the one with like the Bellagio and you've seen Ocean's 11
yes,
and the fountains
yeah.
and all that crap, right?
Sure.
So there is a lot of viral street performers on the old strip.
Okay.
So you walk down there and there's people doing crazy stuff every five steps. And normally if you want to take a photo with them or something, you have to flick them a coin or some money.
Yeah, that's okay. Fair.
There's this guy called King Trot, right? Mm. And what he does, he's like a street performer, but he's an independent hip-hop guy.
Yeah.
So he stands in the street and he has a beat behind him and he'll just kind of sing about what he sees or people that he sees
and stuff
like that, right?
Yeah.
Really funny.
Cool.
Anyway. This guy tried to run over and assault him.
What?
Whilst he was singing. But what happened is that he fell down and hurt himself.
Yeah.
So King Trot decided, okay, the best form of punishment for this guy is to actually record him. He's on the floor. This guy can't get up because he's hurt himself, right? And King Trot is singing to the whole street. Everyone can see and singing about this guy. It is so hilarious. It is instant karma. Let's have a listen to the live street performance.
Homie tried to punch me and fail and tore his whole damn ACL. Shout out to my homies here. They gonna get you, bro. I'm the brother on the mic taking pictures, though. That's a true story. Homie was tripping. I'm the brother on the microphone. Make him listen. He done tore his knee. Chit, 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 chit. He tore his knee. Trying to mess with me. He done tore his knee. Chit, 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 chit. He tore his knee. Trying to mess with me. He done tore his knee. Chit, 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 chit. Tore his knee tonight. Shout out to the paramedics. Cause they about to help you out. Give him some morphine. You know he need it without a doubt. That means swole as hell. I'm the brother on the mic that never fail. He tried to run across the street and challenge me and tore up his whole damn knee.
He's just laughing.
How good is he?
That's what you get, man, messing with God's people. He done tore his knee. Tore his knee.
I like it.
You guys just sitting there copying it. It is so funny. Instant karma in the street. If I had that skill, you would never make me shut up.
Yeah.
It would be so good.
So good. I've got to see that footage.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
I am trying to be healthy at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
So
when has that not been the thing for you? I reckon you've been, what, is it 2 years or so? Even more.
Going to the gym. Yeah. But I've always been like, okay, I'll put in the work if I don't have to change my diet.
Yeah. Well, okay, I have noticed this.
Some changes afoot.
There's a bit of a change.
Yeah, right. So it's a combination of factors. I've got a friend who's training for the Melbourne Mara, and she's gone sugar free and like treats free and takeaway free and stuff. And I'm like, oh, that might be a cool inspiration for me as well.
Yeah.
Because there's a couple of months sort of thing.
Well, Lindy and Dodsy do that all the time as well.
Yeah, they just go off sugar or whatever.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've not gone completely off sugar, I don't think, but I've cut it out of my teas and my coffees and that sort of thing. That was where I was getting most of my sugar.
Mate, I'm proud of you because every day you had two sugars in your coffee and now you don't.
No.
How is that going for you?
It's actually not that bad.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so that's fine. And, you know, I just don't always have lollies in the car anymore, any of that sort of vibe. And so just see how that goes. I'm making breakfast. My sister in Melbourne, she's like getting into being a nutritionist. And so I went up to my dad's 70th and she's like, oh, five cookies every morning for breakfast and a black coffee. That's you. Are you a bad person or do you just not like to be healthy? And I said, no. So she's got me on the bloody overnight oats and chia seeds and that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's been a joy to watch you eat that as well every day.
It's pretty quiet, isn't it?
It's really good. Like, I mean, we do have like an hour where you could fit it in before I come into the studio,
it's,
but
it's not.
It's always right on 6 o'clock that you decide to just eat it. And you know what?
No, I get to
oats,
the bottom of
wet
the
wet oats in the mouth is really good to get, watch and hear.
I get to the bottom of the jar around the start of the show.
Oh, God, it's so good.
Yeah, it's not a fast eat. It's quite a thick breakfast.
Or like the protein bar where it's the crackling.
So the protein bars are for extra snacks. But anyway, so that's not, so where I'm going with this is I've made another dietary change.
Yeah.
And it involves less things with less ingredients, trying to simplify the food that I eat so it's more whole foods, less processed.
Oh,
right?
Okay. Okay. Yeah, you're trying to be a trad wife.
No, I'm not making it.
Okay.
God. Yeah. Although those frocks, I do like the frocks.
Yeah, the frocks
wear
are good. Oh, they're good.
Some pearls,
they're good frocks,
around
yeah.
the neck.
Yeah.
So then I've made the move. I realised that I was having an olive spread.
Oh, I love olive spread.
Right? But it's like 50, 60% palm oil. And if you like orangutans, I'm pretty sure you can't have palm oil, yeah?
Yeah, well, it depends on where the forest, like, yeah, it depends. They have forests dedicated to that.
No.
What kind of olive spread are you getting that it's palm oil?
Most of them.
Mate, it's extra virgin or nothing on my olives. What the hell are you buying?
I think there's olive oil in there, but there's quite a bit of palm oil in
there. There's no palm oil in my olives.
Check it. Check
I will
it.
Check it 100%. Yeah. There's no palm oil in my olives. I could taste it if it was.
It was the home brand ones. Like
there you go. Yeah.
I reckon the other one have it as well. Anyway, it's all very processed. So I thought, you know what I'll do?
Mm.
I'll spend a bit extra for the healthy butter.
So I thought you were going to say you just bought olives and did them yourself.
Stomped them myself into butter. I'm pretty sure that's how it works. Yeah. I don't know how they go yellow, but
it's definitely not the way you're doing it right now.
So now I've gone to old school butter. I found one and it's just like
Western
milk.
Star?
Wes Farm or something. It's Kiwi. It's Kiwi.
Oh, okay,
it's like
yeah.
a green packet. And it's the foil. Like you open it. It's like proper old school
yeah,
butter.
Yeah, yeah, that's yeah. what I get. I've been like, telling you this.
It's like, milk and whey as like the only ingredients.
Yeah.
I feel like Little Miss Muffet.
Yeah, you are Little Miss Muffet.
Eating my curds and whey.
So much tougher.
And petrified of spiders. So, yeah, so that's great, right? So, and it's not a lot of fun to spread. I had 24 hours of it in the fridge and then I immediately abandoned that and now it lives in the pantry.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And so that's where that lives now. And it's okay, but it still tears up my toast a little bit.
You just got to – you just have to learn how to do it. It's okay.
Yeah, so
you will get there eventually.
I'm shaving it off rather than – anyway, that's fine. Like with the knife, I'm not taking big chunks. It got to a point yesterday when I was making lunches for Indian Goldie. And I said, oh, what sandwiches do you want tomorrow for schoolgirls? And they're both like – Kruskets, and I want corn thins, and I'm like, oh no, how am I going to get normal real butter onto Kruskets and corn thins?
Of course you can.
How? I can't spread it. So I went through.
It's all in the wrist, mate.
I went through almost a whole box of Kruskets trying to get.
You're too, no. See, you're too intense with
I'm
it.
Too heavy handed.
You're way too, it's
too
those,
vigorous.
Those, stop with the wrist exercises, whatever you're doing at the moment.
I'm curdling
stop with
the butter.
It's the Tom and Loggie podcast.
It's their radio show in a podcast.
Hey, we were going to do something else here, but we love it when people take what we say and then act on it.
Yeah.
As long as it's positive.
Well, we did have Ed call and say, tell Tom that butter is from a cow and a cow only. It's not from a nut. It's not from any other type of thing. Mm. It's simply a cow. Now, I don't know if he has connections within the dairy industry, but I'd say they've got a hold of him.
Yeah. He's like one of those, what are they people that they petition governments on behalf of, what are you called? If you work for the cigarette industry or the gun industry, you're such and such.
Moron.
Yeah, okay.
Lobbyist.
Lobbyist, that's, yeah, he's a butter lobbyist. No, so, okay, so I've had someone send me the ingredients for both Olive Grove, so the good-ish olive spread, and the home brand one, because I was saying before I've gone to butter because it's just milk. And then I was making the girls' lunches and then I realised, oh, God, I've got to get this unspreadable stuff onto Kruskets and corn thins.
Yeah.
Which, you know, wasn't super successful. I think I did a pretty good job. But I had been rolling just the home brand one, and I'd stopped doing the olive spread because it's got a lot of palm oil in it, from what I can tell. And you're like, nah, the good stuff, the good stuff. This is exactly how you sound, by the way. When you say olive spread, what are you saying? Because you said my olive spread has just olive.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a minute because let's get to this first. Because I don't want to railroad what you're about to say, but it's definitely going to railroad what you're about to say.
No, so the home brand one has vegetable oils, which is canola oil, olive oil, 14%, and fully hydrogenated palm oil.
Thanks to whoever sent this, by the way. Nice hands.
Yes.
Good on you.
Yeah, keeping those nails nice and...
I like it.
Right? So yeah. That's the home brand one.
Okay.
14% olive oil.
Yeah.
And then some palm oil in there. Fully hydrogenated palm oil. And then Olive Grove, which is a bit more expensive, has vegetable oils containing 19% olive oil. But it doesn't say what the other vegetable oils are.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. We've learned a valuable lesson, haven't we?
So which one, what are you going to go on?
No, because I thought the whole time, I thought you were like, oh, I'm going to spread olives, like an olive dip. I didn't realise you were talking about olive butter the whole time. Oh. That's why I'm like, yeah. Palm oil? What about extra virgin? I am such a moron.
No, I've
just put two and two together.
I'm not good at the words and the story stuff, so that's on me.
It's not on you at all. I'm such a dickhead. Oh, God.
Okay. What even is olive spread?
Olives, but like, spread. Yeah, like an olive dip. And I thought, oh, look at you. You're getting a bit Macedonian with your breakfast.
Why? No, I understand what you're saying now. Why would there be palm oil in the...
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggie, say thanks.
I'm scared of... That there's a whole bathroom situation that I have, right?
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
normally someone, I just prefer my own toilet. But when it comes to showers...
How do we feel about this? Is this annoying? Does it sound like a shower or does it sound like static in the background?
No, I like it. But you want to talk about people having work showers.
Yeah.
And I never will have a work shower. Now, maybe that makes me privileged and a bit of an a-hole. Okay, but I just cannot be naked in this place of business.
In the workplace? I'm naked in this workplace all the time.
Ugh. You're naked choice. Everywhere all the time. If there's something where someone's like, hey, can I dress up? You're like, thong, immediately. That's your go-to.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. Well, I mean...
You've got this obsession with showers at the moment.
I do. I we've got Robin on the phone from Airport West. Morning, Robin.
Good morning.
Is that annoying you, the shower in the background? I can turn it off if you like.
No, it's very, very soothing, really.
It's nice to all be in the shower together, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it is.
Oh, it's lovely. This is the first.
Are you in a work shower right now, Robin?
No, look, I'm not a work shower person, but I can tell you that where I work and also where one of my sons works, they have what they call, it's called end of trip. All these people who cycle to work, when they get to work, they have a shower.
Okay, they ride their bike to work.
Do they shower together? Is it like a footy club type of situation?
No. Well, where my other son works, they've got very fancy end of work.
Okay.
End of trip. But I know, and I work in a public hospital, and they have very respectable facilities as well.
Well, they would have to, because they're going to have patients there that can shower there as well. So I understand that.
That's not patient showers. This is for staff who are getting ready to start the day clean and fresh.
Oh, so you're not just ducking into a random hospital room and jumping in the shower.
No.
You just pooped on my arm there. I'm just going to go into the actual shower here.
You're
don't worry.
Don't do that. Your wife's got off on the sheet.
Yes, Robin.
Thank you, Robin. That's brilliant. So the other thing what Robin brought up, very valid point. Mm. If the facilities are quite fancy, which ours are not, I can understand you'd be more inclined to use
Absolutely
them.
Absolutely not.
No?
No.
Not if it was nicer than your bathroom at home.
Mate, everything is nicer than my bathroom at home. Yes, I stand in a giant spa and I fell in it and ripped my arm off my torso.
Yeah, you did.
Any shower is better than mine.
Yeah.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
A line from a film, song or TV show. Can you guess the word beneath my wing?
It just never gets old, does it?
It really doesn't. And when you start giggling right at the start, I know it's going to be a cracker.
Well, I say every week that this is one of my best rounds ever, but I do think this is one of my best rounds ever. What I do is I take pieces of audio. It could be a clip from a movie, a TV show, a song, and I substitute a word or maybe sometimes a couple of words for flatulence.
Yeah, yeah. And then I have to guess and go for the clean wipe, which I hate saying.
I like to keep it topical.
Yeah, which is cool. You also like to keep it long. Sometimes you're like, here's 3 minutes of something.
Have a look at the files that you can see.
Oh, okay.
There's one.
Nice.
I do like to build up to it.
You do. Well. You build tension before you release.
But what a relief when I do.
Oh, it's such a relief, Tom.
Just got to be careful, you know.
Oh, God. All right. Let's get into it.
Will you follow through and get the clean wipe? That is all three correct.
So gross.
We will find out momentarily. Word beneath my wind. Question number one for this week. What word are we looking for here?
Have it on me, Batman.
No use, Joker. I knew you'd employ your powder. So I took an anti-allergy pill instead of a...
I've caught you cold.
Okay. It's hard to follow. It's because we were talking about Batman not dancing and then someone was like, the Adam West original Batman did a lot of dancing.
No, you've done good. I'm going to say poison.
Do you want to listen to it one more time?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, okay. It's not poison. Okay. So forget about that. Listen to the words around it. Is that what I've been doing?
Well, thank you, Tom. Yes, I appreciate that explanation.
Have it on me, Batman.
No use, Joker. I knew you'd employ your powder. So I took an anti-allergy pill instead of a...
I've caught you cold.
Okay.
He's had to...
So he's throwing something that'd give him allergies on him.
Yeah.
Sneezing? Powder? Sneezing.
Okay. Is it...
Sneeze.
Have a sneeze on me.
Very good.
Yes.
Well done. The power of teamwork. Good logicking.
Right.
Good logicking. Okay, question number two, word beneath my wind for this week. What word are we looking for here?
From the studios of Channel 9, entertainment capital of the free world, and on relay around the globe through Melbourne, Sydney, Canberra, Brisbane, Darwin, Perth, Adelaide, and Hobart.
I know you, and I know where this is going. I knew it was coming. That's hilarious. Well, it's one word said twice. It's hey, hey.
Well done.
Oh, thank you, mate.
You are right on the rim of a win, I would suggest, be this close to the clean wipe. Is a momentous occasion.
Mate, I can't. You throw me. You throw me.
Okay. Can you sink the Poseidon's kiss?
Oh, my God. Stop.
All right. Question number three. Tell me what word. Okay. So just so you know, it's two words. They're two different words we're looking for.
Okay. And also, do you want me to listen to the words around it?
Listen to the words around it. Listen to the context.
Okay.
And
I've got it now.
I will play it for you twice if you need, but it is a minute and 8 seconds. So we
get in the first
probably
go.
Don't have time. Here we go. What words are we looking for here?
I just don't know what it's gonna be.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping. Folks like me on the job.
I knew it.
It's all taken and no giving. Just use your mind and then
with so much love and respect,
oh,
obviously.
Of course. R.I.P. Dolly. Oh,
the rim rattler.
That is Frank.
I think we could probably. I think she just wraps it up.
Bless you, Dolly.
Yeah.
That is 9 and 5.
Hang on. There we go. Good on you, Dolly.
Oh, my God.
What words did you say that it
9
is?
9 and 5.
Hey, well done.
Thank you.
Smashed it. Just very regular. Good on you.
I loved it. Loved
high
it.
Fiber win for you. Word Beneath My Win returns next Thursday.
A line from a film, song or TV show. Can you guess the word beneath my wind?
Tom and Loggy, that was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.